This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Courtney Stewart joins me live in studio, star reporter over at The Hook, online at readthehook.com. How are you? It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Coy.
So, are you enjoying the rain?
I am not.
What's going on? That's what I want to know. What's happening? Is this global warming? Because I will tell you, I remember reading years ago where somebody was saying, okay, global warming doesn't mean everybody gets hot. It means the weather's all screwed up because the earth itself is warming up. So in some places, it's actually going to be colder. In other places, it's going to be wetter. And I remember reading that in the middle Atlantic states, it's going to be wetter in the summer. It's going to be more tropical. It'll be more humid and more rain.
Well, I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that at all.
Isn't it awful? Oh, gosh. I can't stand this. Every day you wake up and it's like cloudy and rainy.
Yeah, it's like living in a hot Seattle or something.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Massachusetts.
Really?
Really.
That's a beautiful state. Many people might not know.
It is.
It's sort of like Virginia. It's got the mountains and the plains and the rolling hills and the beach.
It does. It has all of those things. Yeah, it's like a smaller Virginia.
Yeah.
With lots of history, too.
Yeah, totally. Lots of history. So, speaking of history, get us up to date on the backstory and the history of the events leading up to the suing of the city of Charlottesville. What are we talking about?
Well, I guess it was a little more than a year and a half ago, a guy named Jerry Mitchell was heading home from a shopping trip, waiting to cross West Main in his wheelchair, and he, I guess, proceeded to cross in the crosswalk, and a police cruiser, an Albemarle County police cruiser, was turning left and struck his chair, knocked him out of the chair onto the ground, and
hopefully by now folks who are listening have seen that video. If not,
yeah.
You can join millions of people around the world who've seen it on YouTube.
Yeah. Right, it is still there. Anyway, he was then taken to the hospital to be treated, and while he was in the hospital, he was ticketed for failing to obey a pedestrian signal, and that
for jaywalking, essentially.
Yeah, jaywalking, and the driver of the police cruiser was not ticketed, and so that sort of launched this, you know, outrage in the community, and he eventually was the charges were dropped against him because there was a technicality that the state code didn't include that particular type of signal because it used symbols instead of words. And so it was dropped on this technicality, which really didn't address the issue a lot of people felt. And that law was then subsequently changed so that all signals would be included under it so that in the future...
Yeah, David Toscano introduced that legislation.
So that effectively, that would mean that pedestrians could be ticketed and it would stick. And that wasn't really what Jerry or a lot of other people wanted to have as the outcome of this.
That's the only outcome of this,
is that we have
a new state law that would have made Jerry's ticket stick.
Right. Well, that's not the only outcome. In the intervening months, the city has, they approved $700,000 in pedestrian improvements, which I think really, I mean, there may have been other reasons to do it, but it did follow pretty closely on the heels of that and all the community discussions that were going on. And so those things have been implemented, and probably people have noticed flashing crosswalks and
all that stuff
that is a direct result of that accident.
Well, then that would be a very good thing.
So that's that's one positive.
Yeah.
But for Jerry Mitchell, there really hasn't been any sort of official apology from anyone. And there's some disagreement, I guess, about whether an apology is owed. Or perhaps it would have been issued.
For having been ticketed. In the emergency room after being hit.
And then he's a man who already had some health problems, but this caused a cascade of further health problems for him. And he was hospitalized, and he had a show coming up that he was unable to...
He's an artist.
He's an artist whose work has been showed all over town, and people probably have seen it at hanging at the Mud House.
And we should point out that he alleges that it was a cascade of health crises... As a result of that.
Well, as a result of the... I mean, there was no doubt that there was a cascade of things that happened. It may allegedly be because of the accident.
Right.
I mean, he really did suffer tremendously in the months, and he was hospitalized many times. Whether that would have happened anyway, I guess I would leave that up to the doctors to decide.
And that's one thing that it looks like a jury and or a judge may have to decide.
So now,
because there's been a lawsuit.
So, right, Tuesday morning, his attorneys filed suit on his behalf in Charlottesville Circuit Court, naming the city of Charlottesville, Officer Steve Grissom with the Charlottesville Police, and then the Albemarle County Officer Greg Davis, who was driving the cruiser that hit him. And it's an $850,000 suit.
Where does that number come from? Do you know? $850,000?
$1.2 million, and I don't have it right in front of me, so I want to make sure I'm right about this. But I think there's one portion of it is punitive, and I think it's $350,000. There's two parts to it. One is a $500,000 request, and one is $350,000. And the $350,000 is the statutory maximum, and then the $500,000 is an estimate of the pain and suffering, mental and physical, that he suffered allegedly as a result of.
Which will be the topic for the courtroom, I guess.
Which will be the topic for the courtroom.
If they get to that point, they may settle.
His attorney told me when I spoke to him on Tuesday that they did not really want to be pushed to this place, that essentially I think his quote was that they forced Jerry to file suit because they wouldn't negotiate, they wouldn't settle.
So there's been attempts over the past few months at negotiations.
I haven't been privy to those negotiations, and I can't speak for the city because they have not commented on the suit or on prior negotiations that may have happened. That's certainly what Jerry's attorney is saying.
We're talking with Courtney Stewart of The Hook. Jerry Mitchell, who was in the wheelchair and hit by the Albemarle County police cruiser, has filed suit. And no surprise, I guess, for those of us who were around when it happened, you sort of just saw the clock ticking, and you just sort of assumed that somebody was going to sue somebody in this.
Well, it did seem right.
This is America, after all.
Right. And
home of the lawsuit.
Yeah, and I guess, hindsight maybe it's 2020, and I don't know. Yeah.
I don't want to make light of his lawsuit. I don't want to be seen as somebody who's laughing it off. And there's a lot of people in this community who feel like, well, finally Jerry's filing a lawsuit because he was really wronged. I mean, a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way, and I think a lot of people were really upset by what happened, and then by the lack of public recognition or official recognition from the people in charge in the city and the police department to come forward and say this was a terrible thing that happened. I think Chief Longo, I think he felt that he had apologized, and I think that Jerry Mitchell felt that he never heard an apology, and I don't think there was a official public apology ever issued.
Yeah.
I think he apologized that he was sorry that it had happened, and he was sorry that Jerry had suffered,
right?
But it wasn't the type of thing where anyone was taking responsibility, or I don't think Jerry felt anyone was accountable for what happened.
One thing that's confused me in all of this, I thought if you were in a crosswalk, no matter if it said go or not go, no matter any of the signs, if you were a pedestrian in a crosswalk, that you had the right of way by law.
Well, I think that is the case, and I actually just covered a recent accident, it was about a week or two ago, where a woman, it was almost the same situation, where she stepped into a crosswalk. This was at the right near West Main. It was crossing the opening of South Street, right by where Ridge Street is. And she stepped in, and a guy was driving through. He came through a green light. She was crossing against a no-walk signal. But because she had fully committed to the crosswalk when he hit her, he was ticketed because he had an obligation as a driver to be keeping his eyes open and be aware of his surroundings. So this, and they said that, that's how they are operating. The police officers that I spoke with said that is how we're operating now, that,
if that's a different standard than what they used in the Jerry Mitchell case.
Pedestrians should not be stepping out in front of a car. But basically, if they think that a driver should have had time to see a pedestrian crossing, even illegally, in a crosswalk, it's the driver's fault.
Yeah. And Jerry Mitchell, in that case, was more than halfway across
the
street.
More than halfway across the street. Right. So it is. It seems a little contradictory the way that this recent case was handled and the way his was handled. But again, I would have to let, an attorney or somebody.
It's going to be fascinating. It really is. And of course, one of the downsides for the folks who are being sued is they can't really speak out. They can't really share their public. They can't share their side of the story publicly
yet. Exactly. Yeah. And
what's one of the disadvantages when you're being sued? You have to be quiet.
Right. Or you, yeah, your attorneys tell you you should be quiet.
Yes, I don't indeed. Think,
so, and certainly when you're working, you know, for the city and the city is being sued as an entity, I don't think
you can't speak out.
You do have to.
You just.
So that is their position at this point, is they hadn't even received the lawsuit when I last spoke, and I left another message today and hadn't heard back, but they hadn't seen it as of Tuesday afternoon. And their policy generally is that they don't comment on pending legal action.
I will tell you, I think one of the things in this whole case will get down to that question that I asked. Does a pedestrian have the right of way in a crosswalk, no matter what the signs say? And, you know,
right.
I think that's going to be a question that a judge or a jury is going to have to weigh.
Right. The other element of a suit, I mean, I think there's negligence, and then there's intentional infliction of emotional distress. And that one's going to be interesting to see how Mr. Mitchell and his attorneys lay that out.
Yeah. How do you prove that?
You have to prove along the way, people knowingly did things that they should have been aware would cause pain and suffering. And so they must have some.
And I guess their argument
plan.
Is he was in the emergency room hurt, having been hit by this police car. And then you come and give him a ticket to try to, you know, protect your own. That, I guess that is the argument.
Yeah, that is the argument. And it is laid out in the suit that they ticketed him in order to protect Officer Davis, because it's sort of a fellow police officer thing. And that is just, that's what's alleged in the suit. I'm not saying.
But it'll be interesting to see how they try to prove that.
Right.
And we're talking with Courtney Stewart of The Hook. There's also a retired attorney, is it Debbie Wyatt?
Yeah.
Has come out of retirement to help represent Jerry Mitchell.
Right. I mean, she is co-counsel, or, you know, I think she's assisting with the case. She did say that, you know, this is a case that she thinks it's a good case, and it's one that's bothered her. And so that's why she has agreed to help with it.
Yeah, interesting. So she's been around this town for a while and has been involved in a lot of high-profile cases.
She sure has.
Which, you know, as a reporter, because you've had to type her name many times.
She's always interesting to watch.
So what happens from here? I mean, what's the timeline?
I don't know. It's so early at this point. I mean, the city hadn't even received the suit. They're going to have some period of time probably to respond, and then it would have to, you know, you'd have to go through depositions and whatever other legal processes until you get to a hearing stage. So I don't think we're not within weeks or probably even a few months of starting to see any courtroom action if it goes that far.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't know what will happen.
Yeah, interesting. But you will be following it, of course.
I will be following it.
In the pages of The Hook.
Yes.
In print and online. Courtney Stewart at readthehook.com. Courtney, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.